KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. In high school volleyball last night, regional final play in Class 1A saw East Mills defeat Fremont Mills 3-1 in the Region 2 final. East Mills advancing to the 1A state meet. Also in Region 3, Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeated Arweva 3-1 to move on. In Class 2A play, Trainer advances to the state meet with a 3-2 win over St. Albert, as they outlasted the Saints 15-12 in the fifth and deciding game of that match. Tri-Center also moves on to state with a Region 4 victory in 3 straight over BCLUW last night, while Sydney moves on to state in Region 5 with a 3-game sweep over Pella Christian. For East Mills in Class 1A, they'll face second seed Galen Catholic in the first round of the tournament next week. For the other three teams in Class 2A locally, Trainer is the 7th seed, and they'll play 2nd seeded Western Christian in a first round match next week, while Sydney, the 3rd seed, will play 6th seeded Tri-Center in a first round match next week as well. All those matches will be held next week in all 5 of those classes in the state volleyball championships. Some more all-district honors in local high school football play this year in Class 1A District 9. Among the honorees, Kyle Christensen of Trainer was the Defensive Player of the Year. Luke Miska of Trainer was named the Special Teams Player of the Year. He was also the Place Kicker of the Year. Jeff Casey of Trainer was named the Coach of the Year. Tim Richard of Underwood named one of the Assistant Coaches of the Year. Among the first team selections from this area, Trainer's Kyle Christensen, Jake Fisher, Chase Reber, Will Halverson, Justin Kalisa, and Brock Fox all were first team selections. For Underwood, Nick Ravlin, Jalen Humphreys, Connor Ryan, and Kyler Rodenberg were first team picks. Missouri Valley's Duke Kyle, Connor Lang, Nick Haynes, and Aaron Olson all were first team selections. Among the second team picks, Trainer's Christian Martins, Ben Bose, and Brock Livengood. Underwood's Landon Nelson, Easton Elledge, and Blake Hall. And for Missouri Valley, Stephen Murray, Jed Kyle, and Quinton Vogel all were second team picks. Class A District 10 announcing its all-district lists as well. Tri-Center's Gavin Heim was named the all-district kicker this year. Among the first team selections locally, Tri-Center's Bryant Barrier, Bryson Freeberg, Jake Manhart, Wyatt Anderson, and Cole Worley. Logan Magnolia had Bo Peschel and Wyatt Wollers on the first team. Second team selections from Tri-Center include Connor Holman and Trevor Carlson. Logan Magnolia's Matt Sutmelk and Austin Zeiser were second team picks. Honorable mention picks include Trevor Nelson and Alex Osdemore of Tri-Center, Chase McGuire and Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are focused on Purdue and not the big picture. Iowa takes a 6-2 record into a game against the Boilers, and they need a win to keep their West Division hopes alive.
And really the best way to do anything is just try to take things a step at a time, as mundane as that sounds in a week at a time. Because that's really all, you know, we have any control over right now, and you know, to worry about anything else at this point. And it's pretty simple. The more you win, no matter what happens, it's better.
Ferentz is confident quarterback Nate Stanley will bounce back. The junior threw a pair of interceptions and only completed 18 of 49 passes in a loss at Penn State.
You know, all good players have tough days, and talked to him about that on Sunday. I haven't been around a good quarterback or a good player at any position that have a rough outing. It's just the nature of sports.
Ferentz says the entire offense struggled last week, and he says the challenge this week is very similar to last week's game against Penn State.
We're playing a really good football team, a team that's very, very dangerous and very explosive, very capable, and then playing on the road in a tough environment. So a lot of similarities there.
We'll have that game for you Saturday afternoon here on the radio. 12:30 is the pregame start. 2:30 is kickoff from West Lafayette. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell believes this year's team has what it takes for the stretch run. After starting 6-2 a year ago, the Cyclones dropped 3 of 4 games in November. ISU has won 3 straight, and they take a 4-3 record this week into Kansas.
I think the biggest thing that we've learned from it is those games weren't much different than what we had played in October. Quite honestly, they were all close football games. We just ended up on the other side of it. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that is critical for any team, and this is any great team that I've been a part of, is that those teams have the unique ability to get better every week.
Well, the Cyclones, with their play the last few weeks, have kept themselves in the thick of the Big 12 title chase as they begin the final month.
You want to be able to play meaningful games here. I know we talked about that just as a goal in our program when I got here. And, you know, now it's the ability to get better one day at a time and have the opportunity to put yourself in position to be successful, you know, when those Saturdays come. And somebody's going to do it and somebody won't do it. But, you know, I think this football team understands that, and they've kind of stayed that course the entire year so far.
With Zeb Noland gone, freshman Rial Mitchell becomes the third-team quarterback. Kyle Kemp could play if needed.
Kyle could have played last week. You know, I would say he's totally, you know, if not totally back, he's probably somewhere in the 90 to 95% range of where we would like him to be. You know, Rial's the interesting guy because Rial has really improved.
Campbell felt last year's team ran out of gas, but the added depth on this year's team, he hopes, will prevent that. Alabama, Clemson, LSU, and Notre Dame are the top four teams in the first college football playoff rankings of the season, matching the order in the current Associated Press football poll. That's a good sign for those programs, since the top four selections in the last four initial rankings made it to the playoff. Georgia, Alabama, and Clemson started in the top four and finished there last year. Michigan is fifth, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma. Maryland football coach DJ Durkin is being allowed to go back to the sideline. The University System of Maryland Board of Regents has recommended that Durkin retain his job. That opens the door for him to return to the team as soon as this Saturday against Michigan State. Board Chairman Jim Brady said the consensus was that Durkin was unfairly blamed for the dysfunction in the athletic department. Durkin has been on paid administrative leave since August 11th, following the death of a player who collapsed during practice and an investigation of bullying by the Maryland coaching staff. The Terrapins are 5-3 under offensive coordinator and interim coach Matt Canada, tying their best eight-game start since 2014. In NFL news, Demaryius Thomas will be playing in Sunday's Broncos-Texans game at Denver, but he'll be on the other sideline. Houston has acquired the five-time Pro Bowl selection from the Broncos for a fourth-round pick in the 2019 draft and a swap of seventh-round selections. Also around the NFL, on trade deadline day, the Eagles acquired wide receiver Golden Tate from the Lions for a 2019 third-round draft pick. The Packers have traded running back and kick returner Ty Montgomery to the Ravens for a seventh-round selection in next year's draft. Green Bay also traded starting safety HaHa Clinton-Dix to the Redskins for a 2019 fourth-round draft pick. Dante Fowler has been traded by the Jaguars to the Rams, giving the NFL's only undefeated team another pass rusher to go with Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh and Michael Brockers. That's a look at some of the activity yesterday from the trade deadline. In baseball news, seven-time All-Star Chris Sale will be back to help the Boston Red Sox try to defend their World Series championship. The Red Sox exercised their 2019 option on the lefty, who will earn $15 million in the final season of the five-year contract he signed with the White Sox. Brewers third baseman Mike Moustakas and reliever Joakim Soria have elected to become free agents after joining the National League Central champs before the August trade deadline. The Mariners have declined outfielder Denard Span's $12 million contract option for next year. JT Realmuto could be the next Marlins veteran to leave the organization. His agent says the catcher has informed the team he won't sign a long-term contract. Jason Hamill's $12 million option has been declined by the Royals. He'll get a $2 million buyout instead. The Rockies declined their option on outfielder Gerardo Parra. The Indians picked up their option on Carlos Carrasco, starter for next season. The Twins have declined 2019 options on contracts with starting pitcher Irvin Santana and designated hitter first baseman Logan Morrison. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.